So perfect, so tasty, it'll bring a food lover like me right to my knees. And that's before we smother that delicious brisket with melted cheddar cheese and Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Mmm, baby is right.
Try our Smokehouse Beef and Cheddar Brisket Sub today only at Firehouse Subs. Take one magnificent bite. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and FirehouseSubs.com. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
This holiday season, we at Santa Rita have a lot to be thankful for. Thank you, Wine and Spirits Magazine, for naming us Winery of the Year for the 10th time. Thank you, Wine Enthusiast, for naming so many of our wines best buys. But most of all, thank you for helping us support our troops.
When you purchase Santa Rita wines this season, we'll donate phone minutes to help our troops abroad stay in touch with their loved ones. With nearly 10 million minutes donated over the past 5 years, that's a lot to be thankful for. Santa Rita, great wines for a great cause. Imported by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
This is Buccaneers Total Access.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
With your host, TJ Reeves.
Fire the cannon!
And we do come in on this Monday. Happy New Year, everybody, as it is New Year's Eve. And we come to the end of the 2012 regular season on Buccaneers Total Access. And it's our pleasure to sit with the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and say hello and Happy New Year. And congratulations on a closeout win over the Atlanta Falcons to Mark Dominic. Good to see you. Thank you for doing this.
TJ, happy to have you here. Happy New Year to Buccaneer fans. And, you know, it was a good way to finish the season. You know, I think the most exciting thing and the most encouraging thing that we have going on in Tampa Bay is that we have the right head coach and we're headed in the right direction. And really, the thing that's a common denominator between all of us is that we have one mission, that's to win. And although that we were 7-9 this year, I was really happy with the progress and a lot of the accomplishments of this football team this year, knowing that that's the building block in the future of this franchise.
We're going to talk a lot about this team and what happened in 2012, and Buck fans are going to be excited because we're going to talk about the future, and a lot of the future at the moment is exciting because we don't know exactly what's going to happen and where, so more on the future in a little bit. But just to that point about bringing in Greg Schiano, his staff, and now you're done with the first year. Just elaborate more on what you were talking about, his vision and setting the tone and the culture for the future of what you want.
Well, I think the thing that he's done has been as consistent as you'd ask. I mean, when he first stepped in onto the podium and all of us watched that the 30-minute press conference about trust, belief, accountability, there's a Buccaneer way, there's a Buccaneer thing of what we want to do, how we want to accomplish everything. And I think the team understood it from day one, believed in it, bought into it, and executed at the end. This season, you know, although we had a couple rough games, certainly against New Orleans, but the other games, the other opportunities we had were fantastic, and I was really happy again how the season ended with the way that we played against the Atlanta Falcons. You know, when they had a chance, they were playing the starters. They were 13-2 going into the game, and we had everything to play for in terms of momentum for our offseason coming off of 5 losses. We wanted to finish the season on the high, and our players bought into what Coach said from the beginning of the season all the way through the end, that we're going to finish it, we're going to play it like a season, and it was Atlanta season. I was really happy and encouraged by that victory and the way we played that game.
All right, so let's pick up on that here for just a couple of moments, because Buccaneer fans were very interested to see what would happen in the final game. The interesting thing is, as you said, Atlanta played their starters, which they did not have to do for the entire game, and they were given their best shot on both sides of the ball, you know, throwing the ball down the field, blitzing Josh Freeman, trying to stack the line of scrimmage against Doug Martin. I mean, we saw it all, and this team outplayed Atlanta in their house in a game they were clearly trying to win. Just tell me more about what you saw Sunday in the finale.
Well, it was a good physical football game, and I thought we played really hard. And I think the things that were exciting about it was the way that Doug Martin finished the season. I was excited not only how the veterans played, but how the young guys finished the season, I think, was really important. Again, I just said Doug Martin and the way he finished the season with a great, you know, another performance with over 150 all-purpose yards, with the way that Mark Barron came up with the last tip ball against Tony Gonzalez in a big play to kind of stop their drive and kind of secure the victory. Levante David continued to make plays all over the football field. And other players on our team that, you know, have been part of this team that really kind of stepped up. It was good to see Connor Barth make 3 more field goals and get his percentage over 85%, which is a really important number to me as a field goal kicker in this league, is that you got to be – used to be a bar of 80%. It's moved. And to get Connor to get back over 85% and what he's done for the season and things we can talk about. But I think it was just watching the team play as one and really played together. I think we only had one or two penalties in that game. We certainly had just the one. We had the one interception, but we played smart football. We played good football. We executed well. Our young corners covered well against two of the top premier receivers in the National Football League. And hey, that's what it is. That's life in the NFC South. You know, it's not easy. You know, when you got those three quarterbacks, you got to go against them every week when you're in your division games. And obviously, we didn't end up where we wanted to be. You know, we're 7-9, and that's not where we wanted to be. We want to be focused on what we can be going forward, and that's what we're working on now.
I thought an interesting part of the game Sunday was when there was adversity in the third quarter, when Josh Freeman threw the interception, Atlanta got a touchdown, suddenly it's game on again there. You'd been controlling the game. This team responded with adversity, and we saw this several different times to the positive this year. This team responded Sunday with the challenge of it's game on, hostile territory, Falcons trying to win. You put a touchdown drive together that culminates with the Doug Martin touchdown run. That's what you're looking for as an organization. How do you handle those situations? And this team closed out 2012 handling a situation that could have gone either way there.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that's the most important thing that hopefully Buccaneer fans see and understand, that the biggest thing that this team had to learn how to do was finish this year. And if you go back into some of the games we've had over the season, you know, we had certain opportunities with, you know, New Orleans the first game, with the Giants, with the Redskins. We had games where we didn't finish, the Philadelphia Eagles, but we were in position. What was so critical about this game, I thought was so important for not only the players, the coaching staff, but really for our fans and our team, was they went to Atlanta. We had the lead. We had to respond, and we responded. And then we had to put the defense back out there, and they responded. We finished the football game on the road in Atlanta, and seeing that team and our team do that is why I come in so encouraged, even though that it's not the record we want to be, because again, it's all about winning in this league.
The voice of General Manager Mark Dominic with us on Buccaneers Total Access as we wrap up the 2012 regular season, as the Buccaneers point now to 2013. You know, one other thing that we were talking about with the players and with head coach Greg Schiano, that you could look at this, and I think the players, the staff did look at it as, this is a launching point for 2013. How you finish here sets the tone for your offseason. So many players said, don't want the bad taste in your mouth at the end of the year. Go get a win at the end of the year. Just elaborate on that part of it, the positive reinforcement of winning and heading into 2013.
Yeah, there's nothing more difficult than ending the season on a losing streak, I can assure you, and that's not where we wanted to be. And I think they can take away from this just as much as we will, that we can compete at the finest level on the road. And I think that's what's important, and that's what our young team needed to know. I think what's lost is that this season, although we had brought in more veterans to this football team and certainly had more leadership on this football team, specifically from our, you know, the coordinators, the head coach, everything in terms of the football team in general, the thing that was kind of lost is I think we were still the fifth or sixth youngest team in the National Football League. And that's encouraging for us, that we're still a young team. And although we don't want to be the youngest team in the National Football League anymore, we want to start to grow and be that mature football team. And again, taking the steps we did this year and then through the season, but then to finish on a high where you finish the game with a win against a quality opponent, and watching guys step up and watching Luke Stocker have his best game as a Buccaneer. Those are the kind of the exciting things that you want to, you know, build on the building blocks of the team, knowing that, you know, we've gotten a position to be able to do things, not only free agency, but also the draft and things that we can talk about this afternoon.
Yeah, we are going to talk about a lot of those things as we go along here and point towards the future. The competitiveness, too, of this football team. You mentioned, with the exception of the Saints game a couple of weeks ago, this team could have won, coulda, shoulda, woulda, could have won every game on its schedule, was in every game, second half, fourth quarter, final couple of possessions, and that's got to be reassuring too. I know you don't want to hear about moral victories, but right, the competitiveness of this team, that's a positive building block as well as we wrap up the season.
That's a big step of what we want to be and where we want to go with the football team. That's exactly right, TJ. And that's, I think that's what, you again, we walk in encouraged and excited about what this offseason can bring and what the whole, you know, picture can look like going into the 2013 season. And that's what I like about our football team. The guys that are under contract, I think we have 10 total. You unrestricted free agents that are going to hit free agency possible, you know, of which we're already formulating plans on. We've been doing that for a time. And you know, we're trying to keep the nucleus of the football team together, but also, you know, being able to go outside of the organization and add players, whether it be free agency or the draft, to continue to get the best players available to help this team, get to where it needs to be in the postseason again, because it's been 5 years too long.
Well, and especially there at the Georgia Dome on Sunday, it was fascinating to watch. A lot of those young guys are guys that have been brought in that weren't necessarily drafted. They're undrafted players or guys that maybe you picked up from another roster last year, this year, whatever. There they were, again, in a battle with the Atlanta Falcons and demonstrating, you know, that that part of the process can help you win games. It translates tangibly into helping you win games to go find those guys.
Yeah, it does. And you have to have the support of the head coach and the coordinators, the position coaches, to be able to buy into that mentality in terms of the second draft, what we talk about a lot. And I think yesterday you saw that with Daniel Tianesum, who had his fourth sack, but here's a guy that was on the Philadelphia Eagles, was drafted in the third round, ended up on their practice squad. We took him a year ago off their practice squad, and this year he's come in and had to really fill some heavy shoes and do some heavy lifting in the replacement of Adrian Claiborne and just kind of a rotation. He's done a great job for us, and he really took advantage of the opportunity. You can look at Danny Gore, who played a lot, or an undrafted guy, like you're saying, from this year, Leonard Johnson, who yep. really over the last 2 weeks played at his highest level of the whole season, which was exciting. He plays with a real edge, and when he gets that edge going, he's a very exciting young player that's been a competitive guy and helped us, you know, win this last week.
Yeah, you got the mix of veterans and free agents and high draft picks, but you got to have those other guys sometimes too, especially for depth when those things come up. And it was great to see that part of it there on the Georgia Dome field as 2012 ended. Again, we've got so much to discuss with Mark. We will come back here on Buccaneers Total Access. Again, it is brought to you by the International Diamond Center, where you'll find better selection and value guaranteed. Stay with us as we continue. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
To help kick off the new year, Buddy's Home Furnishings is giving you a promotional offer you can't refuse. Open any new lease ownership agreement, and Buddy's will let you take home those items today and make no payments until February 2nd. Certain restrictions apply. See stores for details. And at Buddy's, you're always pre-approved to receive up to $2,500 in store credit with payment plans to fit your needs, including lease ownership programs, or up to 6 months, same as cash. For more information, visit BuddyRents.com or call toll-free at 1-888-9-BUDDY.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Score dinner tonight with the Bucks Blitz offer only at Domino's Pizza, an official pizza of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For a limited time, treat your family to a large pizza with up to 5 of your favorite toppings for just $9.99. With over 20 toppings to choose from, you never have to eat the same pizza twice. Visit Domino's.com to order your game changer online or to find a Domino's Pizza near you. Ask for code 5066. Order now and score the game changer deal for just $9.99. Offer valid at participating locations only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
At Moffitt Cancer Center, we approach each day with a renewed commitment to the prevention and cure of cancer. We're the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center based in Florida, which means more research, more clinical trials, more advanced technology, and a commitment to the highest level of care. More important, it means we're your best chance for beating cancer. Moffitt Cancer Center, closer to our patients, closer to a cure. Learn more at moffitt.org.
Gene Decker off here for Napa Auto Parts, where you'll find gifts that are great under the tree and even better under the hood. Get a 7-piece ratcheting wrench set in SAE or Metric for just $29.99. Or give the gift that gives back when you need it the most, a 900 P-Camp jump starter for only $39.99. And make sure your vehicle is ready for holiday travel with the help of the folks at Napa, a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Napa Know How! Napa Know How!
As the official bank of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, C1 Bank is offering Bucks checking to all fans. Open a Bucks checking account and get $5 for every Bucks victory and $10 if they win it all. With C1 Bank, it literally pays to be a Bucks fan. Bucks checking only at C1 Bank. Visit us at one of our 21 locations across the Tampa Bay region or c1bank.com today for complete details. No minimum balance required. Offer available to new clients only with direct deposit or $10 monthly service charge will apply. Expires 2/3/13. Member FDIC.
Buccaneers Total Access now continues.
We come back in here on this Monday. Great to be with you once more for Buccaneers Total Access, and our pleasure to sit with General Manager Mark Domenech to wrap up the 2012 season, a season that sees the Buccaneers finish at 7-9 with a win against the Atlanta Falcons. We talked some in the first segment about the defense. Let's get more specifically into the defense for this football team. Let's begin with Gerald McCoy, who we find out middle of last week receives his first Pro Bowl acknowledgement from the NFC coaches and players. This is a player that you drafted. Just say what you want to say here about that situation and about the end of his third season here.
Yeah, very excited for Gerald. You know, obviously he set career highs in sacks and tackle for losses and a career high in games played in a single season. So that was good for Gerald also. But I was excited for him and proud of him. You know, he's battled two tough injuries in his career and frustrating ones for him because they're more freak injuries than they are anything else. And to see Gerald go out there and, again, get the vote and the respect from the players and the coaches to be able to earn his Pro Bowl bid was big. And I know Gerald was smiling from ear to ear to finish the season last night, you know, to help with the victory, because I know that's what he's about. He's so used to winning at Oklahoma, and, you know, obviously he was part of the 2010 season. So the winning's a big part, but then to get the opportunity to go to Hawaii and represent our football team right now as the only guy that's scheduled to go right now, that's a big deal. And Gerald's really, I think of our fans, anybody who's met Gerald McCoy has understood why we like this player so much in terms of off the field too. He's a really outgoing, great person, and really excited for him. And I'm glad how he plays, because he is such a disruptive force. And we talk about that a lot, and it's not to diminish the statistics that he's put up, but it's more of the fact that he creates so much havoc for other teams, and that's how he got voted to the Pro Bowl. So very excited about Gerald McCoy and what he did this year for our football team.
On that point, you look at Sunday's game in particular, and fans might look at a stat sheet and go, didn't have a tackle, didn't have a sack.
Yeah.
But good Lord, standing down there on the field, what do I know? They were double-teaming him, and he's beaten double teams. They were triple-teaming him at times, and it freed up other guys one-on-one or completely free because of the attention they were paying to Gerald McCoy. That's the respect that you're talking about that defenses have to pay to this guy, and respect that his fellow players and coaches around the league saw on tape, that maybe if it's not tangible on a stat sheet, look at the disruption he and other guys on that defensive line, on the defensive tackle spot, are causing.
No, that's exactly right. And I think a lot of us saw it yesterday. When you watched the game, you saw the fact that Gerald McCoy created a lot of hits. I mean, the thing we did yesterday, which was really exciting for me watching the game, was that we hit Matt Ryan a lot in that game. And that's how you have to beat the Atlanta Falcons. You have to get to their quarterback and get him uncomfortable. And although Gerald McCoy didn't get the hits, he creates a lot of opportunities for other players to come through, whether it was on a blitz with Levante David at the end of the half where we saw the big tackle, the big sack. Daniel Tianesum's, Daquan Bowers had a big sack, and I got called back by a penalty. But all those things are part of the reason why Gerald's so productive for us and helps the whole picture of the defense work. And, you know, he's one of those unsung heroes for a little bit, but now he's starting to get the notoriety in what he's done.
Well, and another thing here, this team from the beginning of the season all the way through to the end, I don't know what the final stat was right at the top or the top team in tackles for loss. That does not accidentally happen. That obviously happens. Not only are you getting penetration in the backfield, but if you're taking up blockers that can't get to linebackers, can't get to safeties, just elaborate on that point too. You don't, I mean, those things are not coincidental. They are tied together with his play and the defensive tackle's play in the middle of the defense.
Yeah, that was the exciting thing, I think, about this defense and the big things that came out of it was obviously what would happen. We're the number one rush defense in the National Football League. Now, we went from 32nd to number one. That's the first time that's ever happened in the NFL history. It's the first
Say
time
that again.
It's the first time that's ever happened, where you went from the 32nd rush defense to the first rush defense in the National Football League. That's tremendous strides. You get excited about that. I know it's the third fewest rushing yards allowed since 2009 in a single season. So this was a really encouraging and big part of our football team in terms of what we did, and that was including the tackle for losses that you heard in terms of Michael Bennett, Levante David, the other players that we had. Very impressive numbers that we put up against the run. Now, certainly we weren't where we want to be against the pass, and that's a big thing that we still have to work forward and work with, you know, the coaches and the players and everything to get where we want to be as a total defense. But that's the kind of turnaround, that's the kind of direction we wanted to see from this football team. And Greg came in from day one and talked about the football team and what we want to be and stopping the run and running the football and, you know, creating turnovers and win the games. And they've done a good job with that. And I think that's what, like you said, we led the league in run stuffs and tackle and losses, yards for loss this year. And those are important elements to building the right type of defense here.
Another important part of building a right defense is to find somebody in the linebacker position. And I know anybody that plays that position is going to be compared to Derek Brooks. Lavonte David comes in, and you know, to hear players in the locker room, to hear Rondae Barber, who played with both, to hear analysts, to hear John Lynch, for example, who played with Derek Brooks, who's been doing Buccaneer preseason games and games during the regular season for Fox, to say Lavonte David reminds you of Derek Brooks with aggressiveness and the ability to tackle in this defense. Just elaborate more on what he is able to do.
Yeah, no, it's impressive just to even be mentioned with Derek Brooks, who's a Lock Hall of Famer. You know, just probably quite frankly, you know, depending on who you talk to, the greatest Buccaneer of all time, but certainly up there for debate. To be even mentioned by analysts and guys like John Lynch, who played with Derek Brooks, is a heck of a statement. And although it's one season, what he did was really impressive. You know, I know he was top 10 in tackles this year. I think he had the second most solo tackles this year. And when you put all that pressure on a young player and you watch him with the green dot making all the calls and getting out there and getting in position and then making the splash plays, you know, he had, again, yesterday you saw splash plays and things that really remind you of what linebacker play is at that will linebacker spot. That's why it's so exciting. That's why we liked him enough to go get him, and it worked out really well for our football team. You know, I happened to see him in the hallway today as he was leaving and just said, we can continue to build on what you've done. And he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to build on this. And Levante's just one of those players that you're just excited that he's on your football team. And when you go around and you talk pregame to other general managers and other head coaches, that's one of the first guys they talk about is, boy, we loved him on draft day. And I said, oh, thankfully, they love him more than we did.
Hey, take us, because, again, we love your insight, and it is Total Access. That process a year ago at this time, it got rolling on evaluating him, looking at what the possibilities were. Then you get to draft night, and you have to make a move because you're on the second night of the draft wondering, is he going to be available when we pick, and you move up to get him. Just take us through that process, because it was a process to be able to get Lavonte David on your football team a year ago.
Yeah, it was. And it was a chance where we were maneuvering around the draft, and it worked out well for us as an organization and the timing of everything in terms of trading around and moving around. And we're already looking at the draft board going forward in terms of where we're at and the movement that we might be able to do. But that was it was a busy day. You know, and we had a lot of time to set our thoughts up after we made the Doug Martin trade of one guy that we really wanted to talk about, that was Lavonte. And the trick is trying to measure how can you get to him at a cost and play the lottery, really, in terms of when do you think he's going to go and how far do you have to move to secure the amount of value you have to give up to go get him. And it was hot, you know, because we had called a couple clubs before we actually made the deal with the Houston Texans trying to get a trade done. And I couldn't get a team to do a trade. And you sit there and you hold your breath for the 5 minutes where you're waiting for the card to come up, or 7 minutes, hoping that's not Lavonte David. And finally, we got a trade partner with the Houston Texans. Worked out, I think, for them, but certainly worked out for us to be able to make that trade and bring in an impact starter to this defense and really to this football team. And he's just scratching the surface of what he can do. And he was teed up with Mason Foster, who I thought, again, you know, a guy that really kind of had a really good finish to the season yesterday, played really hard, was physical at the end of the season. And again, the thing about Mason that's kind of lost is over, you know, out of his draft class in the 2011 draft class, he's got the most tackles of anybody out of his entire draft class. That's a pretty good group of players when you start to think about J.J. Watt coming out of there or any of the other players that might have come in out of that draft class. So Mason, over 2 years, has more tackles than any other player. And I think that's what's exciting is there are young players in this football team that are doing good, and then they're tied with a guy like a Rondae Barber who's an icon.
Well, let's get into that right now. Again, it is Buccaneers Total Access as we're wrapping up the 2012 season with General Manager Mark Domenic here. Rondae Barber completes his 16th season. You've had the pleasure, and so have I, of covering and being around him his entire career. The thing I'm most impressed with, he constantly impresses you, the thing I'm most impressed with, the level of play, Mark, was still there as the year went on, as we got to November and December, playing a different position. Let's pick up on that, being asked at the beginning to move off the true corner position to the safety position and still playing at a very high level in 2012 all the way to the end.
Yeah, I mean, what a great season for him. and I thought was really great start by Coach Schiano to let Grande start that 200th game at corner. So he had 200 consecutive starts, and then you think he got 15 more starts at safety, completely changing positions, and then still playing it well enough for an alternate at the Pro Bowl where your peers and the fans all look at him and go, boy, this guy's really playing at a high level, because I think it's lost. When you're talking about alternate at the Pro Bowl level, there's only three safeties that get to go, you know, to the Pro Bowl. It's not like four or five like some teams will have on their 53, so it's not a lot of players. And when you think about the NFC, that means there's 32 safeties you're debating upon, and if you're an alternate, that means you're one of the top five, six players in the NFC. And that's what's impressive about Rondé Barber. I read something from our PR staff last night in terms of that he just tied Alan Page, I think, for sixth all time. It's a consecutive
starts.
And when you,
who's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, if you're young or old enough to know who Alan Page is, that's like an incredible name to be associated with. And that's why I think what's exciting about Rondé is that, look, this guy's a Hall of Fame player. There's no debate about it. I hope it's a 5-year window whenever that window starts, because it should be, because look, he's been a playmaker for us since the first year I ever stepped on here. He's been a phenomenal human being, and really excited about what he did this year in terms of leading our team in interceptions again this year, and just being the icon and really the mentor for that room to help those players get through what was tough. It's not only just with Mark Barron, but to help the young players try to get into position to make plays, and I thought we did that at the end of the season.
I thought it was interesting throughout the year getting to talk to him and even talk to other players about him. They called him Unc or Uncle, and he's fine with that. That he would say, hey, sitting in a meeting room with Leonard Johnson, sitting in a meeting room with Mark Barron or Ahmad Black, who are guys that are rookies or second year in the league, Anthony Gator, whatever the case is, that he found it just as rewarding to be able to point out to these guys on film or point out on the practice field what they could do better to try to help them improve. That's what leadership is all about. And it's a legacy for Rondé Barber that he's leaving in that room, right?
Yeah, it is. And I call him Mr. Barber. So yes, we all have different names for him. But, you know, I think, again, the thing, it's not consecutive, you know, games played in. You know, London Fletcher has the streak with Rondé right now in terms of total games played. But it's the consecutive games started. This year, we had two other players that were trying to chase Rondé Barber, and Justin Smith and Jeff Backus, who were, you know, one or two seasons behind, and they couldn't finish the season this year healthy, and they both had to miss a game. I mean, when you think about a 185-pound corner / safety to play 215 straight games, it's remarkable. It's why he's obliterated Dick LeBlanc's record. And he's
at that position.
At that position. And you just sit there and you I love it when we introduce the team and we introduce the defense and he comes out of the tunnel at the end, because the fans get it. And that's what I think is so exciting, because the cheer and the standing up, it's very exciting to that Rondé Barber's, you know, the production he had this year, and then being able to make the switch and being helpful for us to, you know, win some games here this year and be more competitive was really important.
All right. Along with the defense, the special teams. And we saw this special teams make an impact. Dakota Watson is a guy that made a lot of plays. We saw that on Sunday, tackles and special teams, another block punt. You mentioned earlier about your specialist, Connor Barth, with another huge year. Michael Kanan punting and kicking off and on down the list. But what about the special teams as part of this?
Well, there's a lot of things that were exciting. I know that we led the league in block punts this year, which is a big step. You know, that's an important element that I know that Coach Schiano believes in tremendously. And we have a head coach that really understands and is really involved with the special teams aspect and expects a lot from it. You know, Dakota Watson, you know, win the Pro Bowl the special teams player of the month.
Yep.
But I think the things that were, you know, that were neat, that were exciting for our football team, I should say, were like Michael Kanan when he had the 21 straight touchbacks, which was the longest streak since 1970. You got to think about what, you know, obviously our kicker Connor Barth did. You know, he had six out of nine from 50 yards out.
Yep.
He made one of the longest field goals in Buccaneer history, I think, at 57 yards. With his kicks yesterday, got him back, again, we talked about getting back over 85%. And his consistency, and I think the nice thing is what you feel as a general manager is you sit there and say, when Connor Barth goes out on the field to kick a field goal, are you nervous? And I'm not. And that's an encouraging thing to see when you feel like you've got a kicker out there. You're really excited about what he did. And if you think he had that 25 consecutive kicks where he made the field goal in a row, that he had a nice streak going on this year too. So he's been a real weapon for us, a real asset. I know he's one of the leading scorers, I think, in Buccaneer history. Now I think he ended up fourth, I think, this year in terms of total points in the most points ever scored in a single season. So he's a young kicker that's continuing to do well for us. Michael Kanan, his kickoffs and his punts, and then, you know, obviously with the play of like Eric Lohr, Dakota Watson, guys that were out there just really busting their tail all season long, you know, really helped us keep the return numbers down and made us a strong special teams unit.
I know you've said consistently that a lot of people may or may not understand this, but you win football games, and you win several football games on fourth down with what you do with your specialist and with your special teams, and so that's an important part of building for the future. Again, it is Buccaneers Total Access. It's brought to you by the International Diamond Center, where you'll find better selection and value guaranteed. We'll continue with General Manager Mark Dominick. Stay with us on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
What's the old saying? Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. The trouble is, a lot of mousetraps aren't any better. They're just new. At Geico, we've been saving people money on car insurance since 1936. That's over 75 years of savings. It's simple logic, really. Why not go with the company that's invented the mousetrap? Of savings, that is.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The tradition of football and family continues. With season passes, you will get your crew together all season long while experiencing savings of 20% off the price of individual game tickets. You'll also enjoy youth tickets at half price and all the exclusive member benefits. For more information about becoming the newest Buccaneers season pass member, call 866-582-BUCKS or learn more at Buccaneers.com.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Doug Martin with a whole heap of want-to!
To help kick off the new year, Buddy's Home Furnishings is giving you a promotional offer you can't refuse. Open any new lease ownership agreement, and Buddy's will let you take home those items today and make no payments until February 2nd. Certain restrictions apply. See stores for details. And at Buddy's, you're always pre-approved to receive up to $2,500 in store credit with payment plans to fit your needs, including lease ownership programs, or up to 6 months, same as cash. For more information, visit BuddyRents.com or call toll-free at 1-888-9-BUDDY.
Florida Lift Systems and Southern States Toyota Lift is your one-stop shop for Toyota forklift trucks. Toyota lift trucks have been voted number one in safety, quality, and reliability for 5 consecutive years. At Florida Lift Systems, you'll find a complete line of Toyota lift trucks. Test a new 8 Series, the most powerful, efficient forklift ever built by Toyota. All of their 8 Series trucks are built in America, too. Florida Lift and Southern States Toyota Lift. Visit your one-stop shop for forklift trucks. SSTLift.com.
15 minutes could save you 15%. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com.
Buccaneers Total Access now continues.
We continue on. It is Buccaneers Total Access one final time in 2012, and our pleasure to sit with General Manager Mark Dominick as we go through the end of this 2012 season. We have talked already about the victory to end the year in the Georgia Dome against the Falcons. We talked some in our last segment about the defense and special teams, and now offense. Man, oh man, it was fun to watch the offense on this football team for a great part, if not all of this season, with the exception maybe of that one New Orleans Saints game. You had offense, touchdowns, rushing yards, passing yards. So let's get into what stands out to you here to start this segment up about the offense as an overall thought on 2012.
Well, it was really exciting, you know, and I think that's the best part about it. It became exciting football for everyone to watch, myself included, all our fans. You know, when you talk to people that I knew, they were all excited about, you know, who's their fantasy player going to be, you know, for their football pick that week. And that's exciting for us as an organization and really talking about what we can build here. And I think it starts a little bit, obviously it starts at the quarterback position, but a big part of that, as you know, TJ, was the addition of Vincent Jackson in the offseason. And a lot of people can say, well, you know, how hard could it be to sign Vincent Jackson? you can go back and you can look and see there's a lot of free agent busts too. It's not a slam dunk. But Vincent was a guy that we felt really confident in and really felt like this football team needed. And he stepped up and stepped through and became not only a great leader, but an ultra-productive football player. I mean, when you think about the fact that he basically caught the ball and every time he did, he got 20 yards almost. That's an incredible stat. I mean, just an incredible stat. And that's what he's done his entire career. And that's why we went out there and the ownership agreed to make the financial commitment to get a player like his stature to bring him onto this football team. And, you know, knowing that the way he conditions himself, the way he keeps himself in shape, you know, I'm really excited about it. And I know he was – it's not about individual achievements. And I was keeping track probably more than he was. He came in second, I think, in all-time receiving yards in a single season. And that's something that's really special for his first year being here, that, you know, he had over 1,300 yards of receiving And that that was a dramatic impact. And I was excited for Vincent again on and off the football field.
One thing that you consistently heard, and you heard this from Josh Freeman even, but you especially heard it from the receivers, was the leadership that Vincent Jackson showed in the meeting room, on the practice field, in the weight room, wherever it was. That made an impression on this young football team and this young offense, and that is something that I don't think can be overstated on how important that kind of leadership is.
No, I think it's tremendous, and you know, it's the kind of stories you heard about, like the Jerry Rices of the world, of how they practiced and how they were so great. You know, I was fortunate to be around some really great players even before I got to Tampa in Kansas City, and watching how Marcus Allen took care of his body and get himself. I mean, that's how he played so long. And Joe Montana and some guys that really played long careers. It was how they practiced and how they the tempo they went at. And Vincent came and brought that mentality, that attitude to our football team, and a lot of players picked up on it, gravitated towards it. And I can still remember when we were doing the initial conditioning test, and he had just got done running, and now that I think it was the offensive linemen or the big men were next after his group, and a lot of the guys would get done and they'd go sit down on the bleachers or get in the cool and drink a Gatorade, and Vincent just sat there and encouraged our guys, the big guys, to go finish the drill. Let's go, let's keep them up. And he did it through all 16 110s, and it just told me, we already knew, but at that moment, TJ, it was just like, this guy's a home run, and so glad he's part of this football team. And I think he was a big part of Josh Freeman really turning, you know, the season back towards what we saw in 2010. And although Josh went through a stretch there where the turnovers were heavy, Josh still had a tremendous football season if you look at it as a whole.
Well, and let's pick up on that point, because he becomes the first quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards. He is the architect. He is the guy, the trigger man, if you will, of an offense that put together in late October and early November the greatest four-game stretch in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, mm-hmm. statistically on offense. Again, 37 years of Buccaneer offensive football, you had never had a four-game stretch with 28 or more points, 400 yards or more of offense in those four games until this year. And you know, the quarterback's always going to be scrutinized, good and bad. Yes. But you got to remember, there was a lot of good, especially earlier in the year, the best in terms of that sample there that was going along. And it shows promise of what this offense can be and what it can do as you point to the future.
No, that's exactly right. And knowing that, again, he's 24 years old, going to be 25 years old in the offseason, he guided this football team to be the most touchdowns we've ever scored in franchise history. It's the most points we've ever scored in franchise history. It's the most yards we've ever had in franchise history. It's almost 6,000 yards. So when you sit there and think about what Josh Freeman did, he set, you know, the season record for touchdown passes with 27, season record for touchdown yards. It's very exciting to say, wow, this is a young quarterback who's got in here, who's helped us create the strongest quarterback in the national, or the strongest offense in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history. And yet, you know, we still continue to want to look at this football team and say, how can we improve it? And I know Coach probably touched on it today a little bit. It's competition, and we're going to continue to push competition at every level. And I am really excited about what Josh Freeman did this year, but I know that he can do better, and excited about what he can become for our football team.
Mike Williams, while we're on the receiving part of this, Mike Williams narrowly misses 1,000 yards, gets 9 more touchdowns this year, made one fantastic catch, sideline end zone, toe tapping. This is a young man that this organization got in the 4th round, had a breakout rookie season. Again, how rewarding was it to watch him in the first year in this Greg Schiano, Mike Sullivan offense excel along with Vincent Jackson, and the numbers bear it out?
No, it was good. And I think Mike has that unique, as we've all seen, he has unbelievable field awareness in terms of body position, understanding where he's at on the football field to be able to – even the catch he made for a touchdown this last game, I think he got 3 feet in bounds,
yes.
Not just 2. And I mean, it's incredible what he can do with his body and his control. And I think that's exciting. I know Mike probably wanted the – I know for a fact he wanted the 1,000-yard mark. We all kind of did, because it would have been another Buccaneer record to have that – a 4,000-yard passer and 2,000-yard receivers and a 1,000-yard rusher. Would have never happened before. But – it just shows you that, you know, he set career highs in receptions. And again, he's a huge touchdown guy for us. And he's done a very good job. And yet, I know there's more that can be expected of Mike and more that he can do. And really, really proud of what he did this year in terms of, again, looking at 2011, saying, you know, I didn't have a lot of touchdowns. I still had the same amount of receptions. And coming back this year and saying, I achieved more than what I've done before. I think that steps back to the head coach and what the expectations are and how can you get better today? What are you doing to get better today? And our players listen to that, and that's why I thought you saw, certainly on the offense, why you saw the turnaround of this offense with the players that we had. When you think about the fact that, I'm not afraid to say it, but when we lost both all-pro guards, you know, really they never got a chance. Our offensive line never got to play one down together in the regular season.
Yeah, the line that you set out with had the injury to Davin Joseph in the preseason, lost Carl Nix about a third of the way through the season. And, you know, let's pick up with that point, too, because we'll morph this into the success of Doug Martin running the football. But all of this that we're talking about with the offense doesn't happen if you're not opening holes and you're not protecting the quarterback. And that's a commendable job by this offensive line and some unselfishness, too. I know head coach Greg Schiano was talking about Jeremy Zutaw has been waiting his entire career in the NFL for a chance to be a starting center. He gets the chance to be a starting center, but then he understands for the good of the team, you're needed at left tackle because of the injury to Carl Nix, now slide over and plays exceptional football at left tackle, too. Kind of unsung heroes there in a lot of ways on that offensive line 2012.
No, I think that's the main thing when you look at that football team. It starts with Coach Bostad and Coach Loney and what they did with that offensive line in terms of being able to move guys around. But it also goes to the players, you know, and Jermon Meredith stepping up. And, you know, he had a choice in the offseason not to come here. You know, we recruited him and said, you know, Jermon, why don't you come here, be part of the Bucs? You know, there's different opportunities for you. You're a versatile football player. We want to have a shot with you. And so he made the choice and decided to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and fortunate for that. You know, he stepped in there at the right guard's position.
Am I correct that he had not really played right guard before in the NFL, and yet he adapts and adjusts to coming in to play right guard? Again, here you go with the unsung part of this. Get in there and help out.
No, that's exactly right. He spent most of his career at the tackle positions, left and right tackle, we thought was more of a depth, and he got into the guard. And I'll give the coaching staff credit because they said, let's give him some more opportunity inside at guard. And then Zutaw, like you said, moving into left guard and playing the way he did at left guard, allowing the Ted Larson to move back to center, and really guys being malleable to different positions and be able to get the production out of them shows that, number one, they're coachable players that are good football players at this level. Whether you're a starter or backup, we have a lot of depth now in the offensive line. And that was something that I've always been a big believer in, protecting the quarterback. And, you know, we have now looking going into next year, you know, big picture-wise, we have a lot of players that are under contract for 2013 that played a lot of football, and that didn't include Davin Joseph and Carl Nix, which – to me, as the best guard combination in the NFL, bar none.
All right, we'll get more into the future in our final segment, but back to the offense and Doug Martin. All right, fun one. It's Buccaneers Total Access here with Mark Dominic. That Oakland game in particular. We are going to talk about that Oakland game as Buccaneer fans, observers, and pundits for a long time, where Doug Martin ripped off the greatest rushing day, again with the help of the offensive line, the greatest rushing day in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At one point, with about a couple minutes to go in a game, he was up to over 260 yards. They were trying to run the clock. He lost some yards, got back down under around 245. But that was a taste of what we saw out of Doug Martin in one specific game there. Have you watched that game again once or twice? Just for kick? Will you watch it in the offseason? Because that was a lot of fun. And I know Buccaneer fans are still talking about that game months later.
You know, we will. We'll actually go back. And that's something that Coach Schiano's talked about. You know, we're going to go through a long evaluation process of this entire football team, and that's going back and watching all the tape from this season, starting from 1 to 16, because you have to remind yourself when you make an end-of-the-year write-up on a player, it's not what he did in the last 2 weeks. It's what he did over the season. You've got to really be careful not to get yourself caught and pigeonholed into, boy, the last 3 weeks this guy played great, but I forgot the first, you know, 14 and how he played. You got to make sure you look at the entire picture of a player. So we'll go back and do that. But Doug Martin was a tremendous player, and I think what was a little – you know, frustrating for me, quite honestly, as a general manager at the beginning of the season was his not breaking out early, because we saw it every day in training camp. We were like, wow, this guy's spectacular and special. And he just got off to a couple games where he didn't get a lot of, you know, big plays, and then it started to open up. And I think what's encouraging for our fans that they should know from a Doug Martin and the type of player he is how he finished the season. I mean, he looked ultra fast and ultra quick in the final game against the Atlanta Falcons, where, again, he had the nice almost a 40-yard touchdown run and broke away from everybody as he did it. And, you know, here's a young player that's, you know, almost just shy of 2,000 all-purpose or yards
from scrimmage. Right.
I mean, just shy and almost caught Calvin Johnson. When you think about Doug Martin, you say there's only two players in the league that had more yards than he did from scrimmage: Adrian Peterson, Calvin Johnson, and Doug Martin.
contemplate that for a second, Buccaneer fans.
It's very exciting when you sit there and say he didn't probably have as many touches and as many catches as you could have, you know, because at the end of the day, even Alfred Morris, who played very well last night and helped the Redskins get over the top, he had more carries than Doug Martin did this season. So, you know, I'm not worried about his, you know, durability. I think a lot of people were worried about that. But here's a guy that's 215, 218 pounds who runs low to the ground, knows how to avoid hits, and is it really a punishing runner if you kind of look at Dante
yes.
Robinson's runs.
Yes.
He knocked Dante Robinson out of two games trying to tackle him.
The one thing that I share with people all the time, getting the privilege of being down on the sideline, you don't understand the collisions that go on, especially in situations like running into the line of scrimmage when there's seven or eight bodies there. And to watch this young man, Doug Martin, we're talking about time and again, lower the head, lower the pad level, and go take on defensive tackles, linebackers, and then hopefully it's a safety, a smaller guy that he's taken on. But, I mean, he didn't shy away from any of that from day one all the way through the season, and he would repeatedly get up, and here we go, next play, I'm going to go smash him again. And that, I mean, that's saying something. That's got to excite Buccaneer fans to see a guy that constantly is able to go and get extra yards, not lose yards, and then eventually that's going to lead to breaking through and big plays like we saw Sunday against the Falcons.
That's exactly right. And I think another thing that's lost on Doug is something that Coach Shiano and the staff continually stresses: the ball. You know, you always, if you're out of practice, you're the ball. It's about the ball. And it's chin, and it's where they play. And then you think about all the touches he had with one fumble at that goal line against the Carolina Panthers. It's the only time he put the ball on the ground the whole season. And
right.
I still think that's up for debate whether that was a fumble or not.
I was right there, too. I thought he got in.
So, and I'm gonna
never
say,
got a clear replay to help you in that instance that he got in, but I thought he got in.
Yeah, and then when you look back and say that's the kind of running back you're so excited is on your football team. And the production he had again, and with the way he carries the ball, how important it is to him. But then you sit there and say, you know, the best rookie of all time now in terms of rushing, and James Wilder is a phenomenal mm-hmm. back. I think a lot of people have kind of forgotten who James Wilder is. I don't. When you go back and look at Buccaneer records and Buccaneer history, he still litters the entire thing. But Doug Martin's got the chance to be a really special back here for a long time, and I'm really excited about what he's done and what he's started. But then I also know that at the end of the day, he's just a rookie, and it was a long off season for him too. You think about playing at Boise State, all the games they play there, mm-hmm. then get ready for the combine, then your pro day, then you go to the draft, and then you go through the rookie mini camp and a veteran. You've never done this stuff before in your life. And then you go to a mini camp or, you know, the off-season program. Then you go, obviously, to training camp, and then you play 16 games besides
yep.
the four preseason.
Yep.
So I'm excited about what Doug Martin can do, and it's a heck of a lofty scale to start with, but it's exciting and encouraging for everyone in terms of what he's going to become for this football team long term.
Again, the voice of Mark Dominic, and we will have more on Buccaneers Total Access as we're recapping the 2012 season. We're going to look ahead to 2013. The offseason is now underway, and that means free agency, evaluation for the draft. We'll talk about the future when we get back. Buccaneers Total Access has been brought to you all season by the International Diamond Center, where you'll find better selection and value guaranteed. Stay with us. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
To help kick off the new year, Buddy's Home Furnishings is giving you a promotional offer you can't refuse. Open any new lease ownership agreement, and Buddy's will let you take home those items today and make no payments until February 2nd. Certain restrictions apply. See stores for details. And at Buddy's, you're always pre-approved to receive up to $2,500 in store credit with payment plans to fit your needs, including lease ownership programs, or up to 6 months, same as cash. For more information, visit BuddyRents.com or call toll-free at 1-888-9-BUDDY.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's a Bucs life, and those looking to make the most of it join the fight at Buccaneers.com. Get late-breaking, exclusive team news, experience games, and post-game press conferences live. Get the latest information from Bucs Total Access Show and the Buccaneer Insider all at Buccaneers.com. Have a question about tickets, schedules, players, or events? Find it all at Buccaneers.com. Oh, did we mention the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleader section? There's a new day rising. Live it at Buccaneers.com.
In this moment, who has your back?
back.
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with auto owner's insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens to your car, home, or business. In this moment, get an agent who'll protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
See commercial insurance specialist in Lutz, Likes Insurance in Tampa, and Propel Insurance in Plant City.
When people say this during the holidays,
what do I want? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a gift card.
What they really mean is,
I want the new GLK, and I want it now. I want to pull into work in an SUV that looks sweet. I want to head out on the open road in one that handles sweet. That GLK is awesome.
Come into the Mercedes-Benz winter event for some of our best offers of the season on some of the most well-engineered cars on the road today. Ride off in the all-new 2013 GLK with nearly 1,000 refinements, and the next time someone says,
this is the best gift I've ever gotten,
they do, in fact, mean,
this is the best gift I've ever gotten.
Get the 2013 GLK 350 at 2.49% APR for 24 to 36 months, or lease one for just $399 a month for 30 months with $4,593 due at signing. Hurry in before the Mercedes-Benz winter event ends December 31st.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through December 31st, 2012. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
For a test drive, visit Mercedes-Benz of Sarasota, Mercedes-Benz of Tampa, Loki Motor Company in Clearwater, Fields Motor Cars in Lakeland, and Crown Euro Cars in St. Pete.
15 minutes could save you 15%. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com.
Buccaneers Total Access now continues.
Come down the home stretch. It is Buccaneers Total Access with General Manager Mark Domenech wrapping up 2012, and now we're going to look ahead to 2013. We talked about Rondé Barber earlier in the show. So while we have a moment here, he comes to the end of his 16th season. I know he was saying in the locker room to us on the radio network after the game, haven't made up my mind. It took a little while last year because of an injury. This is not a process. We should start with this. This is not a process that's going to be over with today or tomorrow. It may take a little while for everybody to get on the same page and figure out what to do. Mark, just elaborate.
No, that's very fair. And we did, you know, with the coaching change last year, with the defensive change last year, you know, with Rondé, with where his body feels. I mean, I think those are all things you have to take into it now going next to the next season. And then I talked to Rondé briefly last night and just talked to – or Mr. Barber, I should say. I talked to him last night.
Uncle Barber, yeah.
That's right.
Mr. Barber.
But briefly, and just said, hey, you know, let's sit down at some point, but let's give ourselves a chance. Let yourself decompress. Let your body decompress, because that's important too. And then also let us kind of look at the big picture of what's all going on. So there'll be a moment, but it's not going to be fast. It's going to be something that we'll sit down when the time's right in a little bit of time, once we have a chance to evaluate everything that's happened through the football season and sit with him privately. I know Coach Shiano will sit with him. I'll sit with him. And then we'll get together. And obviously a lot has to do with what Rondé Barber thinks.
There you go.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
There's one guy really that knows what he wants to do when it comes to that time, and that's that guy.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to tug hard, and Coach Shiano's going to tug hard, and the Buck fans are going to tug hard. But this comes down to where the one guy wants to come back, right?
Yeah, it's a big part. That's it, because it's a big part of the whole thing. Is does the player want to play is probably the biggest step. So that's the most important part. But, I think it's important. Again, it's why we try to step back from the football, what just happened over the last 17 weeks, regain ourselves, our composure, our evaluation of what the football team is, and make sure we do it the correct way, methodical way, the same as a player does. And I know that Rondé Barber, you know, he's had a blessed career and a beautiful family, and I know he's got to just weigh things. And if you ask him today, I'm sure he'd say I'd like to play, because he's been playing, but he just needs time to decompress also.
Sure.
It's only fair to him, and we would never rush a decision like this as an organization.
All right, remaining few moments here. The process is already underway to evaluate your own team. You're also looking at unrestricted free agents on your own team and on other teams. Just take us in about 60 seconds through what that's going to be like here the next few weeks leading up to free agency.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing you do as an organization is you got to make sure you get your guys right first. I've learned that from a couple different general managers I've worked with, and knowing them. And certainly we have some decisions to make with our football team. We have 10 unrestricted free agents. You know, one of them was a captain, Andrew Economos, who, you know, a lot of people don't pay attention to the long snapper enough, but I do. You know, I know that Connor Barth and Michael Kanan do, but, you know, Andrew's a guy that's an unrestricted free agent, has a really another great season, is a team captain for us, and a special guy off the field in terms of what he's done in this community. So he's a question. Michael Bennett, you know, obviously led the team in sacks this year and tackle for losses, and was was really productive defensive lineman for us. I think he had the second most run stuffs behind J.J. Watt. And I don't like saying too much nice things about Michael Bennett because his agent will pick this up and start using it against us, right? But I mean, we have 10 players at unrestricted free agent. We have a lot of guys, you know, obviously Rondé Barber, Dallas Clark, Jeremy Trueblood, you know, then we've got Roscoe Parrish. And we've got a long list of guys that are unrestricted free agents that we got to make a decision on.
Quickly on your timeline, because it's your own guys, are you able to talk to them differently than unrestricted free agents on the other teams?
That's
or
correct.
Does it all happen at the same time? Just real quick, how does that
work?
Yeah,
no, you're right. We're allowed to have continued dialogue with the agent and the player all the way through free agency whenever he decides to sign a contract, wherever it is. We're with unrestricted. You know, there's going to be probably a new rule this year with a little window, but that won't happen until March. You're allowed to talk to unrestricted free agents
in on other teams. On other teams. All right, and the draft. You're always looking at players and have been for the college season. Now we got bowl games, got a Senior Bowl coming up, et cetera. Just take us through the prep for the draft here for a moment.
Yeah, no, coming up actually in just a couple weeks is the East-West Shrine right over in St. Petersburg. So we'll be out there hitting it. We've got all the college scouts out at the bowl games right now. They're hitting these bowl games that are going on right now. I know I have them on in my office watching them as they're playing, so it's exciting. The one thing I'll say to Buccaneer fans real quick is that we do have the 13th selection in this year's draft, and we're going to have three of the top 75 picks in this year's draft. So we know that already, and that's exciting for us to know that you can get three of the top 75 players in the country, assuming that we stay where we are picking, because we do like to try to move around if that's at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. The 13th pick we feel is a really good spot. When I sit down with Eric Stokes and Dennis Hickey about the draft board and about the strengths of this draft, there's a lot of areas that really connect well for our football team because, again, we try to focus not only on the 13 draft, but where's the strength in 14, and we always massage it to kind of look and see where do you utilize the draft for your football team, and I'm excited with the coaching staff and with Coach Ciano having a chance to really commit to the draft this year instead of hiring all the coaching staff. It's going to be an exciting year for our offseason.
Give me we got 60 seconds here. Give me an idea of the draft board without being specific. Does it have 100? Does it have 500 names? Does it have 1,000 names right now? Just give the fans an idea of what's on that board in general.
That board right now is right around the 400 to 500 names. Now, when we
will it grow to?
No, it won't grow anymore now. That's already
pared down.
And then we'll just continue to chop that board down. Now, we do it different, you know, so I don't want to say too much about what we do, but that board gets significantly smaller.
But have
for
an
us.
Idea, Buck fans, there are 400 college players estimated that
yes.
You guys have tape on, looking at, thinking about. That's how vast this is.
Yeah,
that's
because
going to go on.
It started with over 2,000 players, but we have a stringent way that we try to take guys down. So
wow.
That's exciting. And I would say for Buccaneer fans, thank you for your support this season. You know, I know it's been an exciting part and there's been some frustration, but I think that at the end of the day, I was so encouraged by the fans as the end of the season went on, specifically, you know, Atlanta, Philadelphia, you know, St. Louis. That was a great environment, and that's what we want to build here in Tampa, is build that home field advantage. And I felt it and saw it, and I saw a lot of fans that were really excited about what we're doing in the direction of this football team. So of them, I want to say thank you. We got room on the bus. We got room for season tickets. We've got room for people to come on board. And our mantra is right now is the what ifs are over. You know, what if we'd have beat the Philadelphia Eagle? What if we'd have won this game? What if we'd have done it? And it's the what now is our focus. And that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is what can we do now to make 2013 a great season for not only our football team, for our fans, our community, to be the team we want to be. So go Bucks.
Yeah, that's and I'll echo that. And you've been around this long enough now, and I've been in this town for 30. This is a Buccaneer town. First and foremost, it is a Buccaneer town, and there are so many thousands and thousands and thousands of Buccaneer fans everywhere. You guys gave them a lot of excitement, and I know you're looking to build for 2013, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We are. Yeah, no, we are. And I think the thing that's kind of that we had happen over the last couple of days that maybe people missed out on or didn't hear about is we restructured a couple of deals with Carl Nix and Vincent mm-hmm. Jackson. And that's from ownership directed, which I think is fantastic because that continues to show the commitment from the Glazer family, what they want to do and how they want to build this football team. And that's actually opened up a lot of cap room for us going into 2013, a tremendous amount. And by the time we get to March, you know, 13th, March 14th, we've got a chance to, you know, be involved in free agency again, but we've also got a chance to try to retain and keep this nucleus of players
sure.
together. And I think that's really exciting. And so as more time comes out, I think more of those numbers will become public. But that was a big commitment that our owners made, and I think that should be encouraging for all fans for our football team.
And let me say this, because he won't say it about himself. Great job this year with assembling players, and good luck with doing it again. It was exciting last year in March and April to watch what goes on, and there's a lot of work with you and your staff that goes on to make all of that happen. We have come to the end of Buccaneers Total Access. Mark, thank you. We appreciate you sitting with us to recap 2012 and a bright future ahead for 2013. So thank you.
You bet, TJ. Thanks for having me on, and go Bucks.
All right, and my thanks to Eric Sachs all season long back at the station. Jeff Ryan at One Buck Place helping out with Buccaneers Total Access. This concludes everything for 2012. But, hey, stay tuned, Buccaneer fans, because we can't wait for what's going to happen with free agency, the draft. It'll be here before you know it, all here on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
At Tires Plus, we cut costs, not corners. So you'll keep coming back whenever you need us, because we know our biggest plus is you.
Hey, Buccaneers fans. Now at Tires Plus, buy three select Firestone Firehawk Wide Oval AS tires or Falcon Zeke ZE912 tires and get the fourth free. And a standard oil change with synthetic blend is just $19.95 in 30 minutes or less with appointment. See store for details.
Tires Plus. The plus is in everything we do.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Big news, Tampa. Master Collision Repair is now Gerber Collision and Glass. Gerber is the largest operator of collision.